Some saw that everybody's being mezalza in an amona. Like they saw such a big difference that an amona only gets 100 and the psula gets 400. So the amona like was so low down, nobody wanted to marry an amona at all. So therefore, what Chum had to do was tikinu lo masayim. They had to be mesakin that the amona of a kohen deserves to get $200. That's true on the brisa. There was a time when the Chum said the amona should get 200. What happened though? Kivon the chaz of the kor pirshu minayu. Again, the Chum saw nobody was marrying an amona of a kohen. Why? The Yamre, the people said like this. Ah, did not sweet an amona's kohanim. Why should we marry an amona? She's already used. She was married already once, and I have to pay $200 anyway. I might as well already nezel nezel b'sulah b'as Yisrael. I might as well marry a b'sulah b'as Yisrael. Like, what do you gain by marrying an amona? You only have to give her $100, not 200. But if you tell me now the amona of a kohen, I have to give her $200 anyway. So what am I gaining by marrying an amona? I might as well marry a b'sulah. And only have to give her $200 anyway. In other words, people married them lefid ksuba. So Chum saw that people stop marrying the amona because the ksuba is not worth it. Why should I spend $200 on you? You're an amona. I might as well get a $200 b'sula. So therefore, adrinal masayu. The Chum made it back to the normal way and left it the first way, like our Mishnah says, that the amona of a kahanim tak only has to get $100 worth. The ksuba is only $100. So therefore, people would marry the because of the amonas. They have something to gain. If you marry a psula, you have to give a ksuba of 200. If you marry an amona, you get away with 100. So that's epis, something to gain by marrying an amona. So therefore, some people marry the amonas. Now it says, Bez din shokana, the Mishnah says, Tekana me takana, you have to give $400. Some of you, the Mashmuel, Loi bez din shokana bavad amr, wasn't only for kahanim they made this takana, El afilo mishpochos am yichosos b'Yisrael. Yes, special yuchesedik mishpachos, choshev mishpachos, very choshev mishpachos. They also made this takana. So whoever marries my daughter has to give her $400. So it sounds like this: imrotzu lasos kadera shakana meisim meisim. And whoever wants to do the way the kanim did, you're allowed to do that way. In other words, if you want to make a takana that a choshev a person, his daughter has to get $400, it's a good takana, and you're allowed to do it. So again, it's not called the Taisvus Ksuba, that's called the Yikara Ksuba. This is the Marias Meisei Adakasha. It says, Haroitz Alasas Gadeo Shekana Meisim, if you want to do the way the Kanim do it, you're allowed to do it. What does that mean? Kegoyim like a case. Bas Yisroel the Kain. If a Bas Yisroel marries a Kain, the Kain has to give her $400. Or Bas Kain like Yisroel. Or else the Bas Kain that's married to Yisroel is Oysen Bas Yisroel the Kain. We make a Bas Yisrael that gets married to a Kohen, or Bas Kohen li Yisrael. So it's a Diyak, period, Eisen. Or Bas Kohen li Yisrael Eisen. You could do that way. You can make $400. So Diyak is Bas Yisrael the Kohen, or Bas Kohen li Yisrael. Who do you could start Kuna? Master, where are you allowed to make that the Ksuba should be $400? If you have to do with a Kohen, whether she's a Kohen or whether he's a Kohen, that's where there was a minig or a Takana that you could have $400 for the Ikra Ksuba. But mashma of a Bas Yisrael Yisrael, a regular Bas Yisrael married a regular Yisrael loy, mashma, no matter how choshev they are, you're not allowed to make that the Yikra Ksuba should be $400. It's like going against the Yikra Takana. The Yikra Takana of the Ksuba is only 200. You're not allowed to make it to be 400. And then you're telling me now, no, even a choshev, a mishpacha, mishpachas, mishchesev, can make it to be 400. So Gemara says, that's not a kasha. I'll tell you, loy mi boy kama. Not only this, even this. Loy mi boy, not only Bas Yisrael Yisrael. They're not only a Bas Yisrael that gets married to another Yisrael. You could make it that they have to pay $400. Tloy motzi yomalo. He can't say to her, Eluya komalina lecho. Listen, I'm lifting you up, so what right do you have to get $400? Like a Yisrael is not lifting up a Bas Yisrael. They're both at the same Madrega, the same category. Therefore, it's okay to charge her $400. That she could charge $400. But the Chiddush is, Avol Bas Yisrael L'Kayin, but when a regular Bas Yisrael gets married to a Kayin, still we tell the Kayin he has to pay you $400. Now here it's a Chiddush, because the Motzi Yomala, the Kayin really should be able to tell his wife, listen, Aluya Kamalina L'Kho, I'm lifting you up, I'm bringing you to a bigger Madrega now. Now that you're going to be my wife, an Eshes Kayin, you can eat Truma, you have new Alochis. Same Aloy, maybe since the husband is lifting up his wife, he does not have to pay you $400. Kamash Malon, even in such a case, that's the takana. That the takana was, whenever you have to do with a kohen, whether she's a kohen or he's a kohen, you have to pay $400. But ain't nachnami, on the tzar to say it was a mishpachim yuchesus b'Yisrael, it's okay to have such a minig, that any time you marry their daughters, you have to pay them $400. Therefore, there's no stephen. All right, we'll stop here. We are holding daf yud beis amid beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hanoisa yos isha." Somebody marries a lady. He doesn't find any b'sulim. That means by the night of the chasna, by the chuppah, the first time the husband complains that it's pesach pesuach, that she doesn't have any b'sulim. Is he your meris? So she says like this. In other words, I agree, I'm asking, I don't have any more b'sulim. The attack, I lived with the man before. But the pshat is that mishirastani nenasti. It happened mishirastani after we had kedushin nenasti. Somebody forced me. In other words, that like in the Mishnah's times, they used to have kedushin now, and first make nisuyin 12 months later. So after the 12 months now, she said like a few months ago after the kedushin, somebody was manasa. And therefore the nistach posadeyu. It's like your field got ruined. In other words, now that she's the wife of the husband, she's like the field of the husband, and anything that happens to her, she could say, it's mazloch gorim, it's your mazloch, because of you, that somebody was manas me. And Lamai says she is still mutter to her husband, because it's an onus. We're not talking about an Ashes Kain, we're talking about an Ashes Yisroel now, so she's still mutter to him, and therefore she's saying that she wants $200. Like if you want to give her a get, if she deserves to get a ksub of $200. So the Mishnah here at Samashima that the ksub is totally how she is b'shas kedushin. So like the shittas that learned that ksuba the shibris chal b'shas kedushin is very good. Here she said that at the time of kedushin she was a regular besula, so she deserves to get $200. For later on after the kedushin something happened to her, man was manasam that she became a bula. However, according to the other Shittas of Rishonim, the Mashma, the Ikra Din, Ksubis, first Chal, Bishas, Nesuyin, so you have to say, the Mishnah is talking about where they made it tonight, where Bishas Kedushin, he was Meshabed himself then, to give her $200 for the Ksuba. So she tiny is that at the time of the Kedushin, she was a regular Besula, she deserves to get $200. That happened later on, that somebody was Manasa, and the Stach Posadei, it was like, your Mazel, you lost out. Vuaymer, the husband says back, like the husband's only yeshema, the husband's only like doubt, he doesn't know for sure, but he tiny is maybe no, maybe it's not like you're saying. What happened was that you were a bula from before I was mekadesh you. Maybe good, somebody was manas you. But the husband says, I have to be afraid, maybe it even happened before I made kedushin with you. And therefore, it's called the mekech tois, like we had before in the Gemara. That if you consa the cheskas psula, then insas bula, the loch rizet the mekech tois, we had before. So the husband has a right to say, I don't want to give you a penny. I'm not mechayev to give you any ksuba. I was only mechayev myself to give a ksuba to a psula. Now that I find out that you're a bula, I don't want to give you anything. So the kitza, she says she deserves a ksuba, and the husband says, no, you don't deserve the ksuba. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim Nemenis. They say she's believed. We believe her. And the Havamin Rashi says, the Gemara will be is that Bori Veshema Bori Yodif. That she is a bori. She is saying for sure what happened to her. That a man was manasar after the kedushin. And the husband is only saying maybe. He doesn't know for sure when it happened. So the klal is bori v'shema, bori yodif. That's why she's believed. Even though she's being moitzi mama now. Because of her, the husband is going to have to pay her $200. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, loy mipi anu chayin. No, we don't live because what she's saying. In other words, he doesn't just say Lashon Yibshua ain't a nemun. He says Loi mipi onu chayin. So one shot the Shita says is a Lashon like the Mishnah says Al gimul dvar moilam oimed al emes. One of them is sounds like you. The world is not existing because of you. Like Loi mipi onu chayin. We're not living because of you. What comes out of your mouth? Like the husband says, who says you're telling the truth? Maybe you're lying. Ella therefore Yibshua holds Harezu becheskas bula. We like believe what the husband complains. That she is a v'cheskas bula achle tisaris. That even before the kedushin, she was a bula. V'hitosai, and she fooled the husband. Achetavi railed v'rehel. Until she could prove it, that the oinus happened first after the kedushin. But like this, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that a bori v'shem is lav bori yodif. We don't believe her, but rather we say the husband's shema
We have to be doubt. We have the doubt of the husband that maybe she had this. She became a bula even before the kedushin. Therefore, she does not deserve to get a ksuba. So, since she is being moitzi mamon from the husband, we say the klali is amoitzi mechayr all of a raya. Like leave it the cheskas mamon where it is that the husband keeps his money, does not have to pay his wife the ksuba. This is the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So, the halachah again is whether you hold bari v'shem or bari yadiv or laav or bari yadiv. Or we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the real time of Rabbi Gamliel is. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we're not like this. Mona li biyodcha. Somebody comes, Reuven comes to his friend Shimon and says, look, I lent you $100 last month, pay it up. V'allah yoyma, Shimon answers back, En yodaya, I don't know. The Tosafot speaks out, not that he says, I don't know if I paid back or not. But he's saying, I don't know if I borrowed the money altogether or not. Because if he said, I don't know if I paid you back, then he agrees that he borrowed the money, so if shatid is a cheskas chiyiv, then he would be chayiv. There we're talking about, the Shimon is saying, Shema means he doesn't know if he borrowed the money at all. He doesn't remember. So Rabbi Yehuda of Rav Huna Amri Chayiv. They both say, Shimon has to pay the $100 back to Reuven. For Rav Nachman, for Rabbi Yechanan Amri Potter. They both hold, no, you Potter. What's the Sfora? Rav Huna of Rabbi Yehuda Amri Chayiv. They both say, you Chayiv to pay the money. Why? Bori v'shema, bori yodif. Since Reuven is saying, bori for sure, I lent you the money. Like you owe me $100. As Shimon is only saying back a Shema, he doesn't know. So the klal is, Bezdin listens to the Bori. And Ilchas Toin Benitin, when one person says Bori and one person is doubtful, the one that says Bori is believed. That's Rav Huna and Rabbi Yehuda Svar. Rav Nachman, Rav Yechanan and Amri Potter. They both say no, you Potter. Why? Because Ukim and Moin of a Cheskas Mari. There's a doubt whether he owes the money or not. He's a Shema. We don't know for sure. So the klal is, with the Shema, like you can't be Maitzi Mammon, Okim Amayin of Becheskes Mara, we have a doubt if he really owes the money or not. So until you bring a Raya with Eidim, we leave the money the way it is by the first person. No, we leave the money by Shimon. Reuven does not have a right to collect the money from Shimon. Because we say what? A Maitzi Mechavera all over Raya. This is the famous Machloikis, whether we say Bari Vishema Bari Yodif, or we say Lav Bari Yodif. Tosafot speaks out here, a lot of Kashis, Thiras, and Tosafot says there are differences. It's only where you have a Bori Toiv and a Shema Gerua, like over here. Like the Bori is asking very good, because on the Tzad, the other one, he did not lend the money, the other one should have said clearly no. Like it's all that's a chutzpah to ask somebody for money if you didn't really lend him the money. So your Bori is a Bori Toiv. And the one that's saying a Shema, that's a Shema Gerua, it's a bad Shema. Like what do you mean you don't know? You should have known if you borrowed the money or not. It also looks like you're lying a little bit. So only over here do we say Bori Veshema, Bori Yodif, where the Bori is good and the Shemri is a no good. But in cases where the Bori is a Bori Kerua and the Shem is a Shema Toiv, then we would not say Bori Veshem Bori Yodif. But I call upon him, it's Machlokes now, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, if we say Bori Yodif or not. So Gemara says, Omalei Abaye the Rav Yosef. So Abaye told to Rav Yosef, Hod Rav Huna of Rav Yehuda Tishmuli. That Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both say Bori Veshem Bori Yodif, we believe the Bori, that goes like Shmuel. And we'll soon see Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah. And that's the Havimina that the Pshat in Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah is because of Bori Veshem and Bori Yodif. That's not, we learn like this. This is going to be a Mishnah, the second Mishnah we'll see later, and Daf Yud Gimel, we'll soon see a Mishnah that sounds like this. Hoysa Muberis. In the case where we have a Pnuya, a girl that's not married, and she became pregnant, V'yomala, so we ask her, Mativo Shalu Bezer, like what's the luck of this child you're going to have? In other words, really the question is, who is the boyel? Who is the man? Who is the father here? And we want to know if the kid's going to be a miyuchas or not. Was the father, was this man a mamzer or a nosin? So we ask her who he was. So she answers back and says, Meish pleini v'koinu. He was a miyuchas like a man. He was a koin. Lav dafka koin. It means he's a kosher person. Therefore, she is still kosher to marry a koin. And no within a child is also still married to, is mutter to marry a koin. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nemenis. That's the next Mishnah that says, Rabbi Gamliel again says, we believe her, but she's a Bori. She says for sure that she had Znus with a kosher Yid, therefore a kid is also kosher. We don't know. So the Klal is Bori, we believe her. Now, the Yomer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachak Rabbi Gamliel. That Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that we believe in the next Mishnah, Shalom Yuchsin, we believe her what she's saying, that the husband, the man, was a kosher Yid, and the kid and she is both kosher. Now, the Yom Malay Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda L'Rav Yehuda, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda told his father Rav Yehuda, Shinu know, like you once learned, you taught us, that Amar Tala Mishmei De Shmuel, you yourself told us over the name of Shmuel, that Allah HaK Rav Gamliel, Af Bar Yishayna, the Allah is like Rav Gamliel, not only in the second Mishnah, but even in the first Mishnah that we just learned right now, even in our Mishnah also, the Allah is like Rav Gamliel. And the Gemara explains, "My Afri Shaina, what's this lashon like? Even in our Mishnah, what's the bigger chiddush? Why is our Mishnah bigger chiddush than the Mishnah later? Because like this, Af Agav Yikol Meima, Ulkim Amayna Vecheskas Morei. Even though in our Mishnah here, it's a question of taking out money. Like it's a question: does the husband have to pay the ksuba or not? In the case later when he gives her a get, does he have to pay her ksuba or not? So she says yes." That she was married at the short time Kedushin, at the time of the Kedushin, she was a Besula. It first happened later. So she's asking for $200. And the Gamliel says, yes, we believe her. We'll believe her Bari, because the husband is only a Shema. Even though her Bari now wants to take away money from the husband. And we really should say, Ulkim Amayna Becheskas Mari, if we have a doubt whether the husband really owes the money or not, usually we say, Hamoitzim Mechavere Olav Araya. Prove it with Eidim before I have to take out money. Still we say no, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Bari Yadif, as Rabbi Gamliel holds, Bari is believed. So that's the Chiddush from Rabbi Gamliel in the first Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, L'chura Leima, let's say, that Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna, the Yamek, Rabbi Gamliel. Hey, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna that say, Bari Vishema, Bari Yadif, they hold like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah. That we believe the Isha, she's a Bari, even though the husband is a Shem and he's a Muchzik in his money, still we say, Bari is Yadif, Bari is strong enough, even to be Moitzi Mamin. For Rav Nachman, for Rav Yechanan, the Yamrik, Rav Yeshua. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, they both say, Lav Bar Yodif, that a Bari is not strong enough to take away money from the Shema. The Chura, they go like Rav Yeshua now, Mishnah, that says, we do not believe the Isha. She's not Nemo to take away money from the husband. So Rav says, no. Omaloch, Rav Nachman says back, I know the Yamrik, Filuk, Rav Gamliel. Really, I'll tell you, I could even hold like Rav Gamliel on our Mishnah. What does that mean? I, Rav Nachman himself says, Bari v'shem alav v'bari yodif. The Bari does not win. And then now Mishnah Rav Gamliel says that she is believed. Her Bari wins. So Mar says like this, Ad kan lo kama Rav Gamliel. Up until now, when did Rav Gamliel in our Mishnah say that we believe Hosa mela di'ika migu, that she has a migu. She has another reason to be believed. Not only because of the Bari Vishema, but she also has a Migu. It's a proof that she's not lying, like we'll soon speak out. Avalocha, my Migu Ika. But in a regular case of Bari Vishema, that I say you owe me $100, and he says he doesn't know, I have no Migu. So Rashi explains the Migu in our Mishnah here is that what happened? She says, true, I'm a Bula right now, but Yishno Mishra Stanin and Nasti. You know what happened to me? It happened to me is that a man was manas me. Now by saying this, she becomes also to a kohen. The lachri, she's saying the anusa happened after the kedushin, so she's an eishes ish, and somebody was manasa. The lachri, she's also to a kohen. So according to what she's saying right now, she's passing herself to a kohen. It's on the tzad that her husband dies, and she's an amana. A regular kohen is not allowed to marry her. But what she could have said mukaseitani. Like if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She could have said, you know why I have no b'sulim now? I never lived with a man. But what happened was, when I was young, I hurt myself, and a stick went in there, and I broke my besulim. So the fact that she says, Mishrastana Nanasti, that's a reason to believe her. That's a migu, because if she wanted a lie, she should have said a better lie. So maybe that's why now Mishnah Rav Gamliel says we believe her. It's not only because of her bari, but because also she has a migu. Inami, another svari is, Ad kan lo kama Rav Gamliel hosa mela diarminam ukma achazoka. Another story now, Mishnah, why it's better in our case than a regular case of Bari Vishema, because here the Isha has a Chazaka, Ukma Chazaka, let's leave her on a Chazaka, like Rashi explains, that our question is now, at the time of the Kedushin, what was she? Was she a Bsula or was she a Bula? At the time of the Kedushin. Now the girl for sure was born a Bsula, that's the way her body was at the beginning. So the question is, at the time of the Kedushin, did it change yet or not? So we have a doubt if it changed or not. There's always a story of a chazaka to say something did not change from the way it was before. I, right now, we see she's a bula. We should believe her that she says, Mishirastana Nenasti, that it first happened later after the Kedushin. But at the time of the Kedushin, she has a chazaka to say her body did not change by then. Avalhofa, but in a regular case, of Bar Bishemo, my chazok islay. If Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me $100, there's no chazaka to say like that Shimon owes the money. So therefore, usually we hold Bari Vishama lav Bari Yodif. Bari alone is not strong enough to take away money. But over here now, Mishnah, the reason why Rav Galil says we believe her is, first of all, she has a migu, and secondly, she has a chazaka also. Now, exactly why did Gemara have to say two terutzim? There are a lot of different sources in the Shoinim that we'll see later on. According to Rabbi Yechanan, in the second Mishnah of Muket Seitz, we'll soon see, there's no migu. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, we have to come on to the second Svara, why Rabbi Yechanan, why Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed, is because she has a chazaka. Other Rishonim want to say that really this migu is not the best migu there is. Because what do we say now? We believe her when she says Mishrastan and Anasti, because if she wanted a lie, she could have said a better lie. She could have said Muket Seitz. Now even if she says Muket Seitz also, it's not for sure that she's believed. So they call, like, these migus are called the migu of a Taina Mal Yisa. Usually a migu is the pshat, if you would have said something else, for sure with that Taina you would have won, you would have been believed. So you have the koyach of that Taina to be believed over here. In our case, though, even if you would have said Muket Seitz, still Rabbi Yeshua says she's not Nemun. So our migus here is only called the migu of a Taina Mal Yisa, that she's just saying a better complaint. So therefore, the second Cheetos, this is not called the good migu, and therefore you have to come on to the chazaka. So therefore, you have these two swars where Rav Gamliel say that the bari is nemun to be mitzi mamun. Either bari with a migu could be mitzi mamun, or else a bari with a chazaka could be mitzi mamun. But all over, a regular bari v'shema, we hold taka lav a bari yodif. And the Gemara says, hochinami mistavra. This is a swara the way we're saying right now. Could have come ashninon to Rav Nachman who the yamak Rav Gamliel. It's a good svara to say like this, that Rav Nachman tak holds like Rav Gamliel. Why? The yim came, because if you're not going to say like this, it's kashi hilchasa.